Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. This evening, I thought we would do well to meditate on this subject, Jesus, our great high priest. And I've taken the verse from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Now, one of the prominent themes of the epistle to the Hebrews is the excellency of the priesthood of our Savior, or simply Jesus Christ, as our great and perfect high priest. Now, you may recall in Hebrews chapter 4, we are exhorted with these words, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How comforting and reassuring are these words, for we are reminded that we have a compassionate Savior who empathizes with us as we gather together to pray. Now here in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25, the writer further explores two aspects of Jesus' priesthood, which should be of great encouragement for us as we come together to seek him tonight. First of all, the writer tells us that Jesus, as our great high priest, is able to save us to the uttermost. There is one great work which Jesus has done, and that is the work of salvation, that he may reconcile us with God. Our salvation is a finished, perfect work. When Jesus offered up the sacrifice of himself upon the cross, as evidenced by his cry, it is finished. Now the sacrifices of the Old Testament by the human high priest partially and temporarily covered sin, but they did not even partially or temporarily remove sin. They did not bring about deliverance from sin, but Jesus is able, perfectly able, to save us or to deliver us completely from sin. The verse says that Jesus saves us to the uttermost. Now, the word uttermost has a twofold emphasis. It can be translated as completely or as forever. First of all, Jesus has the power to save us so that our salvation shall be complete. He can perfectly and completely save all who will entrust their lives to his hand. Also, as our great high priest, Jesus can save forever. You know, he does not abandon the work of salvation midway. He doesn't begin the work of salvation which he is unable to finish. The process of salvation is unto the uttermost and will be complete when we see him face to face. And so Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So if you combine the two meanings, Jesus is able to save with a complete forever salvation. How long is a believer saved when he trusts in the person and work of Christ? Forever. What is left for the believer to do in order to be sure he is saved? Nothing. He is saved completely. And so how wonderful to know that our salvation is completely and forever secure. I like the translation of the Amplified Bible. And the verse goes like this. Therefore, he, or Jesus, is able also to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, and for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him. And so, fellow lifers, if Jesus is able to save a Christian to the uttermost, do you think he will ever let a Christian perish? Obviously not. Therefore, can a Christian lose his salvation? Obviously not. Hear what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And so this is our greatest comfort. Even as we may struggle much or go through difficult situations in this life, that our salvation in Christ is forever and completely secure. And so Jesus is our great high priest and is able to save us to the uttermost. Now, secondly, the writer tells us that Jesus, as our great high priest, is also interceding for us. Why is Jesus able to save us unto the uttermost? You know, the answer is found in the second part of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Because he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Because the Lord is ever interceding for all of us in heaven. You know, if you look at this part of the verse, seeing he ever liveth, it means because he remains forever. Unlike the Old Testament high priest, Jesus has a permanent high priesthood. He has an unchangeable high priesthood because he lives forever. You know, if you look at the Levitical priests in the Old Testament, they all died. The sons of Aaron, they were mortal. And so, if you look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23, you know, it says that they cannot continue by reason of death. And Levitical priests, you know, they had to pass on their priesthood to their sons. And the priesthood constantly changed. And so was better or worse through the years, depending on the character of the priest. So you read the Old Testament, we read of bad priests. For example, Nadab and Abihu, you know, the sons of Aaron. They were not good priests. Or Hophni or Phinehas, the son of Eli. Now, in contrast, we don't have to worry about a bad priest replacing or succeeding Jesus. Because verse 24 tells us that Jesus has a permanent priesthood and he abides forever. And so the word that is used in verse 24, he continueth ever and he had an unchangeable priesthood. You know, just I think of couple of months earlier, I was reading the papers about the possible bankruptcy of this company. I think you would know Tupperware. Tupperware is on the brink of bankruptcy. If you know the Tupperware products, we all grew up with Tupperware containers, food containers. And you know Tupperware, if you buy it, it's expensive, but it comes with a lifetime warranty. And I also remember, you know, taking cracked Tupperware containers or cheap Tupperware containers, going to the local agent and to change for new ones. You see, the product comes with a lifetime warranty. Now, what is the problem? The company may no longer be around anymore. And what is the point of having a product with lifetime warranty when the people who are, you know, offering this lifetime warranty, the company that offers this lifetime warranty, will not be around in your lifetime? But the unchanging nature of Jesus' priesthood means that the salvation that he provides is unchanging, permanent, and secure. And how reassuring and comforting this is. Now, we all might still ask the question, how can we be sure we will continue in faith? Because the verse tells us Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for them. We can be sure because Jesus is praying that our faith will not fail. And I think the best example of this is when Jesus prayed for Peter, that his faith would not fail. And so we read in the Gospel of Luke, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sieve you as wheat. But I pray for thee, that thy faith fail not. And so we can be confident of our salvation because of Jesus' promise. He says, I will pray for you. And you also remember that Jesus prayed for his disciples in the Gospel of John chapter 17. And he told the Father, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And Jesus' prayer to the Father for his disciples was that the Father would keep them safe and watch over them. And for all of us, we have a living hope and a living Savior, one who is praying at the throne of God that our faith will not fail. You know, Satan at this moment still desires to sieve us, all of us who trust in Jesus. And we combat the world, the flesh, and the devil. All these still bombard the Christian. And trials and temptation can severely test the child of God. Yet Jesus is praying for all who will draw near to God, that our faith will not fail. And he never ceases to intercede for his own. And so whatever may be the limitation, you know, our prayers, we can be assured that there is one who never ceases to pray for us. And Jesus is interceding for us 24/7 because he's our priestly representative before God the Father. And this very important, very vital work of the Lord will go on as long as we are in need of his help and comfort. You know, Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34 reflect how important Paul considered the intercessory work of Jesus on our behalf. And in that verses, Paul pictures Jesus defending us against every charge of condemnation through his intercession for us. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? No one. Why? Because it is God that justifieth. Who is he? Who is he that condemneth? Again, we can never be condemned. Why? Because it is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is now at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's at the right hand of God, praying and interceding for us. And so do you know the basis for the perseverance of God's people? Do you know why it is that as Christ's sheep, we shall never perish and nobody shall ever pluck us out of his hand? Do you know why when we fall, we are not utterly cast down and not destroyed? What is the secret of it all? It is the continual intercession of a compassionate high priest at the right hand of God. The intercession of Jesus is the reason. And I hope that this will encourage you, strengthen you, the knowledge that Jesus is praying for us and that he ever lives to pray for us. And so we never need to give up or to despair over our troubles or difficulties or our sufferings. For if God be for us, who can be against us? And so tonight, our difficult circumstances, creating fears in your heart, by all means, you know, ask others to pray for you. But let us never forget that at the same time, to tell it to the Lord and to count on the prayers of Jesus himself, because he will present our needs to the Father. And so let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Because we have an eternal high priest who is interceding for us. So may we pray with this confidence, knowing that Christ himself intercedes for us. Let's go to God in prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful assurance and promise that our Lord is interceding for all of us. And so amidst the struggles that some of us may be facing, Lord, we want to commit all of us to you. Help us, Lord, that we may claim upon your promise that you will love us with an everlasting love. And help us to put our trust and our hope in Christ and Christ alone, knowing that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And come what may, our salvation is secure in him. And so tonight, as we come together to pray, give us this confidence, Lord, that you will hear our prayers. For we ask all this in the name of our intercessor, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.